You are listening to Adventist World Radio, the voice of hope, the station that cares for you. It comes to you every Wednesday.
The program that brings you everlasting lives and draw you closer to God.
In our program for tonight, you will be listening to the Word of God and some health talks.
And music will be flowing within our program. Stay tuned.
For more information about our programs, call us on telephone number 0782-710-908 or write to us at Messages of Love Bible Correspondence School, P.O. Box 823 Arua, Uganda, or 247 Juba, Sudan.
For more and just listen to this beautiful music.
Anamabisi
Let us prepare ourselves to listen to some health talks.
What about alcohol? Alcohol is a depressant. The reason a person feels elated while under the influence is that the intellectual function of his brain are suppressed. With the usual inhibitions removed, he says, and does things that he ordinarily wouldn't do or say. Once one takes alcohol, before you take alcohol, you reason different from after taking alcohol. Someone might set good goals before he takes alcohol, but after taking alcohol, he will not do what he had talked of. He will be doing different things. For example, someone might thought of putting up a very wonderful house, but when he takes alcohol, he will forget of that. Even he can just decide to begin doing nasty things by the roadside, staggering on the roadside, abusing people with their very bad words. Alcohol can also affect the body in a variety of ways. For example, it depresses the respiratory function. That makes it a dangerous remedy for the relief of pain. The amount of alcohol necessary to make a person oblivious to pain is so great that breathing is inevitably affected. In such cases, death results. We have heard of many people who have lost their life because of taking alcohol. Because once you become addicted to it, it's going to affect your respiratory functions, which makes life very hard for a person. So we need to just change out of that. We need to stop taking alcohol. People outside there who are still continuing with that, then we need to change from that lifestyle because we can easily lose our death, leaving our families behind suffering. So one way we can avoid this is just by avoiding it totally. Alcohol also slows the rhythm of the brain waves. Alcohol use measurably reduces one's ability to perform physical tasks and to solve mental problems. Brain cells are killed. They can't be replaced. You can see how dangerous alcohol is to our life. It affects one's ability to perform some certain tasks. For example, let's take a builder. A builder can only build very well when he's not drunk. But once he takes alcohol, the percentage of work he will do will be less than what he would do if he was not drunk. If he's not drunk, then he can build even for more than 10 hours. Someone who is capable can do that. But once you're already drunk, then you cannot be able to make it. It becomes very work, very hard. And it also kills some of the cells in our body, which are very hard to be replaced. For example, when it destroys your red blood cells, then it becomes very hard to replace them back. The vessel of the skin dilate under the influence of alcohol, causing a person to have a flushed appearance. This gives the false impression of warmth even in cold surroundings. This increases the susceptibility to other diseases such as pneumonia. It also gives high chances for such other diseases because you become addicted to it, you'll be overtaking it, and then it can go straight to begin attacking other parts of your organ, for example, which can lead to pneumonia disease. And such, these are very dangerous to our health. So we need to take good care of our health. We just need to abstain from such things like alcohol, which can lead us to death. Alcohol also affects the digestive organs by increasing the flow of both saliva and gastric juice. This can cause an inflammation of the stomach lining. In such cases, diarrhea is an unwelcome consequence of the use of alcohol. Perhaps the most publicized result of the continued use of alcohol is chloris of the liver. This life-threatening disease is untreated, caused death in about a year. It occurs quite commonly in confirmed alcoholics. This is very dangerous to our health. Also, we can see how it can lead to other diseases threatening death. Once you become addicted to alcohol, then you can easily lose your life because you will be other diseases will begin to attack you, and you'll easily lose your life because it's a life-threatening disease. So we just need to quit from that. The next reason alcohol stimulates the development of chorrhoria is not completely understood in small percentage of cases. There is no history of the use of alcohol. Many assume, therefore, that this strategic disease is caused by unfavorable nutritional balance within the body. You know, people outside there, some of them just want to take because they want to fit in the society. Mostly the youth, they feel that they are in the world of fantasy when they take alcohol. They feel so big to fit in the society. They give fake reason, not knowing how dangerous it is to our health. If they could only be wise men. They need to stop taking alcohol because their health will be affected. We can easily lose some of them because of this alcohol.
Thank you, the speaker.
Here is good news for you. We have a free Bible Correspondence School that offers courses on basic health, steps to Christ, Bible discovery, the book of Daniel, and the Revelation, and a personal Bible study guide.
Therefore, to get these courses, call us on telephone number 0782-710-908 or write to us, Message of Love, Bible Correspondence School, P.O. Box 823, Arua, Uganda.
It is right time to listen to the Word of God.
Brothers and sisters, this is Pastor Lubang sharing with you the Word of God. Our topic for today says, what is sin? In fact, it is very interesting to know what is sin. Some people, up to today, they do not know what is sin. But today, the Bible can tell us as to what is sin. Let's turn to our Bibles. 1 John chapter 3, verse 4. It says, everyone who sins breaks the law. In fact, sin is lawlessness. It is very clear that sin is the breaking of the law, and sin is lawlessness. Let us focus on our world today. We have a government. We have police, traffic laws. We have moral laws, and we have prisons. Why are all these? Immediately, when you break to somebody's house and steal something, and when you are found by a police, you'll be arrested. Straight, you'll be taken to court, and the judge will open a law. There are written statements there. And within these written statements, in a law of a state, that you should respect your neighbor's property. Don't take your neighbor's property by violence or in his absence. So if you do so, you have broken that law. And the judge will declare that you are guilty. And immediately, you will be sentenced to go to prison. That is what we call sin. Something bad, something evil. So sin is the breaking of a law. So when we focus on our first parents, that means they had broken God's law. What law was that? God told them in the Garden of Eden that you will freely eat of every tree that is in the garden. But the tree which is in the midst of the garden, you should not touch it or eat of it. For the day that you eat of it, you will surely die. In a few days, or in a few months, or in a few years, another person came, asked Adam and Eve, is it true that really God said you should not eat fruits of this garden? Eve answered, that is not true. God did not say so. But God said we can eat every tree of the garden except the tree that is in the midst of the garden. That had drew attention of the enemy. And the enemy concluded that you will not surely die. For God knows that if you eat of it, you will be wise and you will be as God. So that was a controversial statement in the garden. God said this, then the other one says the other. And when Adam and Eve choose the next voice, which means she had broken God's law, which was given her first, that made her to be sin. And today, in our state, if you have broken a state law, you'll be imprisoned without mercy, or you'll be fined. But God has mercy. If we sin, still we will live, giving us to turn away from that sin, from that mistake. Now, if sin is a breaking of God's law, that means we are continuously breaking God's law. And if we are doing so, let us turn away from breaking God's law and come close to God to study which are God's laws so that we keep them without breaking them. So here it is very clear that sin is the breaking of God's law. So how many laws should we break so that we can be declared as sinners? Let's see from the book of James chapter 2 verse 8 to 11. If you really keep the royal law found in scripture, love your neighbor as yourself, you are doing right. But if you show favoritism, you sin and are convicted by the law as lawbreakers. For whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumble in just one point is guilty of breaking all of it. For he who says, "Do not commit adultery," also said, "Do not murder." If you do not commit adultery, but do commit murder, you have become a lawbreaker. Speak and act as those who are going to be judged by the law that gives freedom. So James here is very clear that as it is written in the scriptures, you need to love your neighbor as yourself. But if you do favoritism, you have broken the law. And if we have only broken one law, that means we have broken them all. Because in God's government, we have 10 commandments. And in these commandments, one says, "Thou shalt not commit adultery." And the other one says, "You should have no other gods before me." And the other one says, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy." Now, in 10, if you have broken one, no matter, you have already broken them all. Because if you are worshiping other gods and you keep the 9, you have in fact broken the law. And if you don't have other gods and you don't commit adultery, but you don't keep the Sabbath day holy, you have broken one of it. That makes you to be a sinner. That makes me to be a sinner. As a result, that is already sin. And sin pays its penalty death. Sin separates us from God. So one breakage of God's law separates us from God, made us a sinner. So all those living without keeping the Sabbath, those continuously committing adultery, those worshipping other gods are in fact living in sin. And they will be separated from God. But happiness is that you are now hearing this message. I'm asking you, the listeners, from today, let it be a turning point to you that turn away from breaking God's law, which means turn away from sin and follow God's law, follow God's righteousness as you are following the laws of your nation. In fact, the nation and God are the same. They have the same laws, except God has more other laws that the government does not enforce. But other laws of God, government enforces them. It is for your good and it is for my good. So sin is the breaking of God's law. And if we have broken one law, that means we have already sinned. So Jesus was sent to this world, brings the problem of sin to an end, so that he discourages us to continue breaking the law. In the same book of 1 John chapter 2, verse 3 to 6, let's read here. "We know that we have come to know him if we obey his commandments. The man who says, 'I know him,' but does not do what he commands is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But if anyone obeys his word, God's love is truly made complete in him. This is how we know we are in him. Whoever claims to live in him must walk as Jesus did." This scriptures is wonderful. It has answered all our questions. If someone says he knows Jesus and does not keep his commandments, such a person is a liar. He is simply deceiving himself. He is simply deceiving the world. And many today call themselves Christians. Christians means the followers of Jesus. And yet they don't follow Jesus' laws. They don't obey Jesus' laws. What will it profit you? Nothing. You are just only bearing the name. But brothers and sisters, let us not only bear a name, but let us do what Jesus did. Let us keep his commandments and be our example. So if somebody claims that he knows Jesus, he should walk as Jesus walked. How did Jesus walk on earth here? Jesus lived on earth here 31 to 33 years. And he lived a perfect life on earth. He was close with people. He was close with God. And he gave us an example how human beings ought to live. So Jesus, our example. And today, he is calling us to be his followers so that we follow exactly what Jesus did. Jesus kept his Father's commandment. In John chapter 14, verse 15 says, "If you love me, keep my commandments." And if you love Jesus, keep his commandments. If you love God, keep his commandments. If you love your government, keep her commandments. Brothers and sisters, that is what we mean by sin. Sin is the breaking of God's law, and sin is lawlessness. So Jesus came to discourage that. The same book, chapter 3, verse 8, it reads, "He who does what is sinful is of the devil, because the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work." So Jesus appeared and came to this world to destroy the works of the devil. The works of the devil begin with Adam and Eve. He deceives Adam and Eve. And Adam and Eve followed his steps. And he took many captives. In the time of Noah, he filled the whole earth. He led the whole earth astray. Only one family stood firm. And God decided to wipe them away because they are useless. They are no longer worthy in God's sight. And we are descendants of Noah. And Noah's descendants also sinned in the Tower of Babel. All were confused in languages. And up to now, we have different languages as a result of disobedience. And now today, Jesus has come. He gave us the example that we need to live as he lived. He came to discourage the works of the devil by doing what is right. So when you are doing something right, you are discouraging the works of the devil. So brothers and sisters, let us establish God's kingdom on earth here by living righteously, by doing what's good, by following Jesus' steps, by discouraging sin. Thank you for listening. I welcome you to be part of God's family by following Jesus' steps.
Thank you for the word of God. If you have questions, comments, or suggestions, please write to us at Messages of Love, Bible Correspondence School, P.O. Box 823, or call us on telephone number 0782-710-908.
We have come to the end of our programs for tonight. You will listen to some more programs next Wednesday at the same time. May God bless you.